wake up in the throughout the night at all? I mean, I'm yes, Michelle, and then also anyone who suffers from migraines mm-hmm. or neurological events of any nature. Do you wake up through the night or throughout the night and just go, how am I going to deal with it in the morning? Like,
how do you deal with your day?
At 3 a.m. and it just like feels like a hot poker is going through one of my eyes. Sheesh. But from the inside out. And like, so I wake up at 3 a.m. and I was like, how is this going to work? Number one, I have to be up in 3 hours.
Bruh.
And my eye doesn't work. What, how am I going to do this?
Because it's got a dagger in it.
It's hard to see through the pain, guys. Mm-hmm. It's hard to see through it. The pain of the dagger at the moment is not happening behind my eye. It's more at my left ear and my jaw. So,
yikes.
Feels like I could just unhinge or something. Mm-hmm.
Just hook off.
Just unhook and just yikes. Be a dangling. Word to Two-Face.
Kyle, forgive me. I just started the recording 15 minutes into the show.
So, oh, boy.
You know, between my recording and maybe the archive, you can pull a full show together. Who knows? If not, do with it what you will. That's all I got.
Sorry I missed some of that.
Well, I failed Kyle, illustrious podcast editor.
Kyle's going to forgive you pretty quickly.
That's my guy.
Michelle said he's only gotten more charming now that he's not making active drone strikes. The quotes that come off of this show. Yeah. Am I right?
Billy Joe said, I'm listening. Thanks for the shout out. Yeah. Bikes in the Shop getting a big overhaul. Last Thursday's show was dead air. Enjoy the conversation as usual. Wow. Enjoying the conversation as usual. They had something scheduled. I just saw it in our playlist. So they had something scheduled. I guess it just didn't trigger.
It didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have so many questions up about a full bike overhaul.
Yeah.
This is the kind of conversation Jess and I would be able to have, you know, when we're supposed to be working or something.
Right.
And spend an hour on what that would mean.
And Jess would be like, I'm replacing pedals. I'm replacing the chain.
It'd be like, there's this gear that does this thing.
Right.
No, I have no idea about
just
that gear.
Tell me.
Keep going. Oh, my. This is not working.
What happened?
No, it is working now. Sometimes the texts are opening and then they're not opening.
Yeah.
And then they're opening in a new window.
You've broken your Slack.
Yeah. So this text says he's so smooth, but yeah, he's still a part of the elitist class. He said that politicians need to use straight talk, no gobbledygook. Then he paused and said, we pay too much for rent. Easy for you to say, my guy. We need a leader from within the middle class.
That's Blaze. Yeah.
Blaze, so real.
Yeah.
Don't know how that's going to work in capitalism. I don't know how that gets done. I was talking to Lily yesterday and she was saying that, she has the belief that everybody running for certain positions, elected positions, need to live at the federal or state, depends on what their situation mm-hmm. they're running for. Poverty level is
wow
for the duration of their campaign.
Wow.
Question of the day, maybe. What do you think about that?
Who's running? Who's running now?
Number one, who's running now?
Ooh.
I feel like there's some pluses and minuses to this because there's only a certain amount of people that are going to be able to continue to do campaign work on effectively no money, mm-hmm. which we don't want a bunch of rich people already there.
Air no.
but also do want people to have an understanding of what they are upholding.
Yeah.
And sort of just looking at as either numbers or, you know, line items that they don't have any true understanding of what it means to make less than 30 grand a year or, you know. So question of the day.
Yeah. I like that. I do like that. Speaking of Lily, I became aware of another scammer alert. Now, as I was preparing for our show this morning, I often throw on YouTube just to, you know, shock me out of bed, like just get up, throw on something interesting on YouTube. Your algorithm is pretty solid. You'll find something. And there's this scam going on right now where people are receiving empty packages.
Go on.
Empty envelopes. Sometimes it's just like a paperclip in there or a hair tie. Sometimes people actually receive things. But for the most part, they're empty. And I believe what's happening is a continuation of what our fair Lily was experiencing for years, of those packages that they did not order. They just kept coming to the house. So they said what's happening is when you receive the package, you are now counted as a buyer for whatever item the person said you received. For the paperclip I got? No, whatever they said you received, whatever they said they shipped you.
Oh, okay.
And they can now use your identity to create a review for that item, which pushes it up in the different online stores. Yeah.
Now, slow down.
Okay.
I'm putting on my...
Are you zoning? Are you zoning in?
Yes? Question mark?
Paula's zoning in.
I see.
Yeah.
Are you zoning?
Yeah.
I'm with it now. I thought you were doing a play on zoning. Like, are you zoning in?
Okay.
I'm with it now.
Yeah.
I have a business.
Yes.
My business is selling friendship bracelets.
Yep.
I have no reviews. I'm really good at the friendship bracelet making, but I don't have a lot of buyers because nobody's seeing me. I'm not hitting people's algos. I don't have reviews.
Correctamundo.
So I'm now sending, I'm mailing. How am I? I've opened the phone book.
So what happens is you're at this really cool party and you're talking about, you know, how you just need some reviews for your friendship bracelet. And then someone's like, I know a guy who's really good at marketing. I'll call him over. Ambush. Morgan needs help with reviews. And I'd be like, oh, totes got you. What is it now? Friendship bracelet? All right. I like it. I like it. I love it. Why aren't more people talking about this?
Right.
Morgan, I got you. And you know what? For this first round, don't even pay me. I'm going to take care of you.
Whoa.
And then what she doesn't know is I have a CD operation in which I have a bunch of people's identities and contact information. And I send all these empty packages to these people because I have their information already. And then once they receive that, it's confirmation of their address for me. And now that adds into the profile for the identity that I'm building. And then I use that existing information. And then I now do positive reviews for your friendship bracelets. But you don't know this. You don't know this is happening. You just
I was just introduced to a marketing genius.
Upstanding marketing genius.
Yeah. I mean,
he's very tall.
Presumed.
He's very tall. And
that's not what upstanding
is. Statuesque.
Also,
yeah. And
not what it means.
Some would say experienced in many martial arts.
I see.
Yeah.
And that does correlate to the marketing ninjatics that you are able to do.
Exactly.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, this message says, yes, I deliver empty packages to people that don't live at that house. It happens in bulk every now and then.
Wowzers.
Zoning in while yawning at the same time.
Thank you, Blaze. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
It's male bodying. Okay. I don't. So,
thank you, Phil. Male bodying.
Ah, what up, Phil? Yes.
Said great morning, y'all. Yes, male bodying. Wild madness. Madness.
Wait, what? This one says, wow, I just received this unexpected package that my uncle sent to his own house and somehow went to my address.
That's Billy Joe. What?
Excuse me?
Whoa.
So you know what kills me? There's like 1 million barcodes on this picture. Like, when does the thing know which one to read?
Just
like,
I'm sending it back today. Get this out of here.
Get this. That's wild. So yeah, Lily was getting packages for
so long.
I mean, months. This was years ago.
Just months? It seemed like it was longer than
I. It, I'm sure it did,
yeah.
Because it was happening and she either mentioned it and I had forgotten, or she forgot to mention it a bunch of times and they had received a ton of packages by then. By the time she told me about it, or that I remember, it was like, we basically got this stockpile of stuff that's come from Amazon or wherever, like, you know, but we didn't order any of this stuff, but it was coming, if I remember correctly, like in her name.
Yeah.
Wasn't it coming in her name?
Yeah. Yep. And she was like, I didn't order any of this stuff.
And checking her bank, like no money came out for this. Like, and it was stuff. Like she was getting.
Yeah. Like actual items.
The most random. Mm-hmm. But like, here's a French press. Mm-hmm. And then here are some pool floaties.
A phone mount. For your car.
A phone mount. A foam ball.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, drink cozy. It was just like very
all
random.
All sorts
very
of.
Very random.
Packages of straws.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. That's wild. Is that what that was? Is that the beginning of male bodying? Were they just trying to see?
I think so. Billy Joe said. Wait, this came from, was it addressed? Okay. Package that my uncle sent to his own house and somehow it went to my address. And he lives in New Jersey.
No. Absolutely not.
New Jersey, Portland? I'm confused.
There is a Newark, Portland.
There's a Newark, Portland.
No.
Okay. I know there's that street. That's like all these East Coast streets in St. John's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, is there a New Jersey one over there? That's a Philadelphia street.
There's Delaware.
There's Delaware. Yikes. Man. Look at that.
Well, before we go to a music break, I'm going to tell everybody what we're talking about.
Please do.
In national news, man accused of using Astor family name to steal $450 million from a Mexican billionaire. That's wild.
Quite.
We're also going to talk about the Stefan Diggs acquitted in assault trial after a 2-day trial in Massachusetts. Yes, I was glued. That is, in fact, the only thing that I've been listening to for the last 2 days. And in local news, Portland firefighter granted release as separate child luring case emerges. When you say release, you mean
walking them streets?
Unemployed or granted release from jail? We'll get into it.
Yeah.
If you have questions, you know, you'll get them answered on the other side. Also, question of the day in this very moment is, do you think that people running for particular elected positions should have to live at the state or federal poverty line whilst campaigning?
I love it.
I hope I'm asking that question right.
Wait, Steve said Lily should have opened up her own eBay store off those items from Amazon.
I told her, you're wasting an opportunity here. Good morning, Steve.
He said, sometimes we have a million shipping addresses in our Amazon account, and we don't even know who we're sending stuff to, especially seniors.
That is such real life because I have shipped things to so many people, right? And sometimes it will just randomly try and pick an address that I have used before.
Right.
I know that I have ordered things and not had to change the address, you know, 20 times in a row. And then all of a sudden it's like, do you want to ship this to Cecily?
And he's like, excuse me?
Why?
What? Excuse me?
What?
When's the last time I used that address?
When's the last time I did that?
That was a gift.
What are you thinking?
That order said gift.
I don't even like the all my family members' addresses are there. Here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't love it.
Phil said, I need a 5-pound box of money in the mail.
Yo! Woman!
Blaze confirmed. There is a Jersey Street down in Milwaukee.
Ah! It does exist.
You're listening to X-Ray FM. KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halen, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. All right, we're going to hop into a music break, and we will see you right on the other side. Welcome back to News with My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. Shoot us a text. Join the very lively text conversation that's happening this morning.
It's popping.
971-220-5979. That is your gateway into the conversation. That is your gateway into the coolest of clubs.
Mm.
Again, that number is 971-220-5979. We were discussing mail botting before the break.
M-A-I-L.
Yeah, not what you guys were thinking. This isn't about, like, you know, like virtual partners. Yeah. All right.
What'd you say?
Mail botting, like, you know, virtual partners. And you said dude bashing. So there's many different, you know, implications to that phraseology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Billy Joe said, so first off, he is receiving mail packages that do not belong to him from his uncle, sent to his uncle, but received at his address, which is very strange.
Very, so, yes, very strange.
Yes. All right, so. What was that latest response? Ah, yes. Here's what's strange. My uncle's last name is my mom's maiden name, different from mine, and doesn't even have his name on it. How did they get my name from his account? MJ, what insight do you have to provide?
Have you guys ever gone to a concert together?
Are you serious? Uh-oh. Explain.
Well, a certain large ticketing company will create profiles of people and then try and link them by different reasons.
Wowzers.
And your profile might get sold.
That's all it takes.
Or found in a data breach, you know, unsure how.
Yikes.
But... I would say that the profiles that certain large ticketing company has been doing for, I don't know, 20 years, likely has smaller and larger scale versions of that for other industry. And all these corporations are just selling each other's data, you know? And they try and section it, you know, slice you into very different exact kind of groups that they want.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have, you know, bought something for your uncle or with your uncle. Somehow there's a link between you two.
And that's all they need.
And it's like,
wow.
However, what's happening there with Billy Joe, if it isn't that this is a mystery box. The mystery is how it got to Billy Joe.
Right.
Because Billy Joe's uncle did buy the thing and try and get the thing, right? So that to me is even a little scarier. Because what are you doing sending it to this address?
Across the country. Across the country. C said, why am I at my desk doing the WAP? Y'all trying to get me fired today.
And I've never ordered anything from Amazon or online. Whoa! Oh, well, okay. Now I'm lost.
Yeah. It's strange, man.
I don't even know. Really not sure what to say to that.
Michelle said, I have bad news about how much data about people you are associated with is all over the internet and being compiled and sold.
Yes. Thank you. That's what I was trying to get to. Yeah. The associated with. It's like, who's adjacent to you? Mm. And you make, they, you know, we build there's the you as your profile, and then they cluster off all of the things, all of the people or profiles that they think could be associated. And how could we, you know, market directly to this group? Does this group normally go to Bonnaroo? Well, then let's start sending them, you know, camping equipment 3 months before Bonnaroo tickets go on sale.
Right. Who's all in that same text thread?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I Michelle, I'm going to tell you something right now. As a former conspiracy theorist, I've seen enough things come true that, hey, you know, of course it's happening. Of course. Protect what? You know?
She said, or Amazon is using Ancestry.com for all deliveries now. I have a migraine.
That is hilarious. Oh, no. Is this someone you're related to? They could use your package.
They could use your package.
Hey, yeah, it'll make it to you somehow. Wow. That's pretty good.
Could be the greeting cards he sends my family and me. Nah. I mean, maybe.
It could be anything. That's anything,
I guess.
That's literally it. Yeah. It really could be. The web is thick, man.
Speaking of webs, and this was not a part of the document, did everybody know that Kyle Rittenhouse's life was threatened yesterday by a brown recluse?
That was an amazing segue.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Give it to me. I'm excited to hear about Kyle Rittenhouse being in pain of any sort.
Well, yeah, in true Rittenhouse fashion, he had to share with everyone that he was, you know, almost dead or something. He posted a picture of himself in the hospital, posted a picture of the bite with a circle around it. And the caption read, "The communists couldn't take me out, and I'll be damned if I let a brown recluse take me out." He followed up with a joke about being disappointed he wasn't Spider-Man now.
Oh, my God.
And then hours later, he added, "Good news, the spider is no longer with us, but I am. You're welcome."
He's such a dork.
He got bit in the leg. Thoughts and prayers to the brown recluse spider.
Nah, real talk. That's one less brown recluse. And you know what? Kyle's fault. Sir, no one cares. No one cares. No one, you got bit by a spider and you had to turn it into a moment. No one cares about you.
This says that the most shared, I don't know, tweet or whatever, post, mirrored the Kenosha narrative back at him. Quote, "I'm hearing that the brown recluse spider drove himself across state lines to protect local businesses before biting Kyle Rittenhouse."
That is what I heard. That's what I heard from my independent channels.
That spider's a hero.
Half mast, fly flags at half mast for that spider.
I mean, boy, I'm sorry that to even bring that name up when it's not like, and today the world.
He has tuberculosis or something.
Got better by one person, gaining their devil horns or whatever.
Right.
What do you get when you go to hell?
I don't know.
Does everybody that goes to heaven become an angel and get wings?
Supposedly.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone in heaven's an angel?
Yeah. Part of the holy host.
There's got to be great parties.
From what I was told, the way I was raised, there's a lot of singing and praising to God up there. It's not a whole lot of actual partying.
Why do you do that down here then, if he just gets it up there too?
It's a continuation and also not to be questioned.
Also, whack. I don't want to have to do that.
Well, if you want a D on your religion homework, keep that attitude up because that's what I got.
Wait.
Yeah. Elementary school. You can't be asking questions like that. That means, first off, you're not.
Did you just tell me that my questions are elementary?
No, I'm telling you.
Wow. Anybody else hear that? Anybody else hear that? Is this thing on?
Morgan Jones.
Man said I got elementary childish questions.
What you did was center yourself in someone else's story. That's what
that
you
sounds
just
right.
did.
Yeah.
That's right. You're like, all right.
Have you met my mother? All right, now that you've completely embarrassed me, I'll be quiet.
God, no. But yeah, man. Yeah.
Can't be asking questions.
That's what you're doing. And listen, you're supposed to listen, okay? As a young youth in the Christian community, especially at Seventh-day Adventist community, a little Bible school. Absorb the lessons.
And then do you have that every day?
Memorize? Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
That's so awful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Every day. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You got to learn that book from cover to cover, man.
Man. C said no baby oil up there, Morgan. Not the kind of parties I was talking about.
Thanks for the clarification.
Not the kind of parties I was talking about. And this one says, wait, there's no staff in heaven? And this is what I'm talking about.
See, again, you guys are going to get kicked out of class. No. There's... Okay.
There's got to be someone who was like, nah, you still got to work. You got to. Who's doing all the admin?
Everything is magic in heaven, okay? First off, there's someone that checks you in. Yeah. There's someone that gives you a tour. Say again.
Is it Peter?
Who's Saint Peter. Yes. Checks you in. Then there's someone that gives you a tour, lets you know, what side of the street of gold you're supposed to walk on, where your mansion is, because everyone gets mansions and everyone gets all these riches when they go to heaven. This is what I was told.
This is propaganda.
As young youth. Correct. And then we spent our days praising the Lord, singing his praises. That's what we did. That's what you have looked forward to. That's what heaven's about. Okay, you guys, all this other stuff you want to add, baby oil, PlayStation 5s, none of that's popping off in heaven. None of it. Go up there, get your mansion.
Champagne?
Yes. Maybe not champagne, but like,
wine,
you know, the wine.
That's been turned that, to it.
Formerly from... water. Wine formerly known
Does
as water.
Does he ever turn water into white wine?
I believe so.
Okay, I'm in.
You know what I'm saying?
Just kidding, I'm not going.
Okay. But yeah, that's what it is. Don't you
Okay,
know.
So if that's there, have you learned about what's in
hell?
The other place?
Yeah, anguish. Yeah. Anguish, you will be tortured for eons down there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like by fellow tormentors?
Which never made sense to me, because I'm like, if I'm down here, I'm one of you guys, right?
Right.
Why are we picking on each
gang,
other?
Gang.
Right. Why are we infighting? Again, didn't
Again
go well
with
for
the
me.
Infighting.
Didn't go well for me. Did not get a good grade when bringing that to the table. But there were just fair questions. I was just asking questions way before Joe Rogan was.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, I may have broken ground on the marketplace of ideas. You know?
I'm sorry. Good morning, Kenny. Kenny said, Kenny here. Thank God I'm not making it to heaven. That's all I'm over here sitting. I'm over here thinking while Ambush is telling me Streets paved to gold. Everyone gets a mansion. This sounds like the lie they tell immigrants about America.
Wow. You guys are missing out. But
the streets are paved with gold. You just be walking and chip, you know, just chips of gold.
Land of milk and honey.
Yeah, just all in your pocket.
I mean, it's an interesting phrase. Has anyone actually had milk and honey?
Together?
What do you do with that? Yeah, it sounds like something I put in my coffee.
Thick on thick.
Yeah, thick on thick. Super sweet.
C's, you're fired.
Uh-oh.
He said, you gonna pick cotton down there.
Terrible.
You wildin'.
Oh, goodness.
This one, it's easier to get a ship through the Straits of Hormuz than it is to get into heaven.
You are correct. You are correct, Blaze. It is.
Oh, my head hurts.
Oh, gosh.
So great. Well, can I jump into the Stefon Diggs? Or?
Yeah.
Because it's all I pay attention to.
Yeah. Jump on into it. Give us the deets.
Probably should have. I don't know. All right. Let's see if I can find it.
Boom.
All right. Former NFL. Wait, former? NFL wide receiver.
Yeah.
Stefon Diggs was found not guilty Tuesday on all criminal charges stemming from allegations that he assaulted and strangled a former private chef at his Massachusetts home. A jury in Dedham District Court reached its verdict after less than 2 hours of deliberation following a brief 2-day trial that centered on conflicting testimony and questions surrounding the credibility of the accuser.
Ooh.
Diggs had faced one felony count of strangulation or suffocation and one misdemeanor count of assault and battery after private chef Jamila Adams accused him of attacking her during a dispute over money she claimed she was owed. Prosecutors allege the incident occurred while Adams was working and living at Diggs's residence, but defense attorneys argued the allegations were unsupported by physical evidence and inconsistent with Adams' behavior after the alleged confrontation. During the trial, defense attorneys aggressively questioned Adams about an alleged $5.5 million financial demand tied to potential civil litigation and a workers' compensation claim. Witnesses called by Diggs' legal team, including employees and associates who interacted with Adams after the alleged incident, testified that they did not observe visible injuries or unusual behavior. Jurors were also shown footage reportedly depicting Adams socializing and dancing with friends shortly after the alleged assault. Prosecutors acknowledged during closing arguments that Adams was not a perfect witness, but argued inconsistencies in her testimony did not invalidate her claims. Assistant District Attorney Drew Virtue urged jurors to focus on the broader circumstances of the alleged assault rather than Adams' courtroom demeanor. Mm. However, defense attorneys maintained the prosecution failed to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt and characterized the case as built on speculation rather than concrete evidence. The acquittal marked the end of a legal ordeal that had overshadowed Diggs' football future for months. Once one of the NFL's premier receivers during his time with the Bills, Buffalo Bills, and later the New England Patriots, Diggs entered a free agency while the criminal case remained unsolved. According to reports, the allegations first surfaced publicly in late 2025, prompting significant media attention and uncertainty surrounding whether another NFL team would pursue the veteran receiver. Commentators following the case said the prosecution struggled to overcome gaps in evidence and issues involving witness preparation. NBC sports analyst Mike Florio wrote that the case exposed broader concerns about how prosecutors evaluate witness credibility before bringing charges, arguing Diggs should have never been charged based on the evidence presented at trial. Florio also noted the trial highlighted the risks of professional athletes that they face regarding people with their personal circles and entourages. Diggs did not publicly address reporters following the verdict, leaving the courthouse quietly as supporters gathered outside and celebrated his acquittal. With the criminal proceedings now concluded, attention is expected to shift toward whether the 32-year-old receiver attempts an NFL comeback ahead of the upcoming season. Mm. My attention goes somewhere else. While the verdict clears Diggs criminally, the case drew intense public scrutiny and added another high-profile legal chapter involving a prominent professional athlete.
Morgan, let me ask you something.
Ask.
With the evidence that you were able to view.
Ascertain.
Being on the sidelines of this case. Did that seem like a credible claim?
Boy, oh boy, was this rough. This was really rough. And I want to be clear off top. We'll probably talk more about this on Monday just for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the fallout will continue to happen. But off rip. One thing people really, misunderstood by believe women was that means believe all women no matter what. And right. That was never the case. It's literally if you spend all your energy figuring out how this woman is lying or why you think that everything a woman says is a conspiracy against mm-hmm. a man, like be for real for once, number one. But two, these are not the kind of allegations that are easy to talk about and easy to do something about when you are going through it. So I want to be sensitive to victims of abuse, period. But also, this very well could have happened.
Yeah.
I just want to, that could have happened. What she alleged is that there was an argument over money that she claimed she was owed. Mm-hmm. And that argument turned physical when he slapped her and then choked her.
Mm-hmm.
Her retelling of this, not great. She is a witness. Es muy terrible. No. She was so bad.
Wow.
And again, this is not me saying this is just a lying woman who just did the thing to do. I don't know any of that.
You're saying she just harmed her case.
What I'm saying is she was probably the worst witness for. So she definitely has some sort of civil claim that's happening. She wants to call it workman's comp so that she doesn't look like a gold digger. You know what I mean? Like, it's very much I wasn't sure how the public would perceive me. He was in a very public relationship with Cardi B. I didn't want to, she didn't tell the police a lot of stuff. Mm. All of those things make sense to me. There is a humongous power dynamic here.
Of course.
Then there are other things that, like, she's supposed to be a 13-year professional chef for athletes, wealthy families, entertainers, wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, she meets Stefan Diggs. They become friends. Then they start having a romantic relationship. And he's like, oh, you could come work for me. And she becomes his chef for $2,000 a month or week, which apparently is 2 pennies in comparison to what private chefs get paid.
Yeah. That's not a lot of money, man.
She said that normally, like, she would charge $5,300 to $10,000 a week, depending on how many people she's cooking for on a regular basis and what the, all of the situations.
But she gave him the boo discount.
But she gave him the booed up discount.
Yeah.
She said that he promised to give her money for her business, which we believe is a restaurant, potentially.
No, brick and mortar sit.
Yeah. But what she ended up exposing in her testimony was that it sounds like her allegations are Stefan Diggs is having sex with every person that works for him.
Yikes.
In any capacity. Are you his hair braider? Yep, he's doing that. Are you his private chef? Yeah, he's doing that. Trainer, he doing that. Assistant, you know, like.
Yeah.
There was a woman that we never really learned what her position was through testimony because Mila, the accuser, was like very upset about his relationship with that particular person. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna ruin her life. And when asked, what does she work for Mr. Diggs? She says yes. They ask, what does she do? And she's like, I actually couldn't tell you that. I have no idea. I just know that he provides housing and money and blah, blah, blah for her.
Jamila.
Now, I know that court proceedings are very boring to a lot of people, as they should be. They're not. You don't get the narrative that you're looking for. You don't get a story.
It's not TV.
Right. It certainly, she was trying to make it an episode of every Law and Order she's ever seen where, oh, if I just say this, if I cram it in,
right,
the jury's going to hear it and then they're going to, you know, they won't forget it.
Right. The court, I mean, the judge will yell objection, but I'll be able to get it out. Yeah.
So lawyer, she's testifying, lawyer is objecting. She's still answering before the judge can even say overruled or sustained.
Right. That's what I meant to say.
She's just answering questions not being asked. She's refusing to answer yes and no questions as yes or no. She's like, no, but there's more story. You need more context for that answer. The judge had to say to her so many times,
girl,
this is not your opportunity for a narrative or to rant. You need, the court is questions and answers. And there's only certain things that can be admitted into evidence. And there are only certain things that, you know, like on the second day, she said to her when she came back, she testified a little and she was just not, she was doing the same thing as the day before. Even though they had obviously tried to re-coach her. If she couldn't do a yes or no answer, she would say, I'm sorry, I don't know how to answer that question without further context. I'm sorry, I don't know how to answer that question without explaining more.
I wish I had that in my tool bag when my parents were asking me stuff when I was a teenager.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to answer that question.
Without further context, that. Sorry.
So, I mean, down to, do you have you hired a lawyer? Yes, a workman's comp lawyer. This is a yes or no question. Have you hired a lawyer? Yes, a workman's comp lawyer.
No one, girl.
Like, it was like that. Like, she would just not just say, yes, I have. Is your lawyer here with you today? Yes. Did your lawyer help prepare you for this testimony? That is standard practice.
That's what lawyers are there to do.
The answer is just yes if it happened and no if it didn't. I'm sorry, I don't know how to answer that question without further context.
Oh my God. Girl, are you here with us?
She's throwing in things like, well, in my previous abusive relationship, objection. Sustained. Well, I just, how am I supposed to answer this question?
Jamila.
Not like that.
Jamila, is the truth in the room with us today?
I'm telling you.
Here in the court.
It was so rough. Like, I'm sitting there like, girl, what is happening with you? What are you doing? She's so combative.
She's torpedoing her case.
She's just like annoyed that she's there and having to answer these questions. But she knows what she's going to be asked because she has, in fact, been prepped by the prosecution.
Right.
The prosecution already knows that you deleted text messages before you went to the police. You now have to explain why you did that.
Yes, get in front of it.
And instead of that, she kept trying to start, well, with my previous abusive relationship, Well, Stefan likes to abuse people. Like, there's... You, madame. And this is the unfortunate part. If that could have happened, the way she, what she described as the interaction does not sound far-fetched. It does. I don't know Stefan Diggs, obviously.
Right.
I'm
but
saying
just male behavior.
Male behavior, NFL player behavior, CTE squared behavior, you know, like. It doesn't sound far-fetched, but when you are trying to, instead of get down to business on that one charge, the charge is real specific. The charge is not he had sex with other people while having sex with you.
Right. Right. Oh, Jamila.
And I hate to, you know, like, it just sounds very woman scorned and not the... what she is alleging.
You're not being a girl's girl right now, Morgan.
I really wish that I could be a girl's girl all the way with her. But I think I am. Accountability is important. Be responsible for your actions. And I don't mean, what did she wear that day?
Right.
I don't even mean, why did she say the things she said in the deleted text messages? I know why she said them. But you need to be able to explain why you said that without bringing in anything else. And you could have. I was scared that I wouldn't be believed or that they said I antagonized him.
Right.
I was scared. This is a professional athlete. I didn't think that I should tell them that I'm in an intimate relationship with him and a working relationship. Whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
And instead, it was very much, I'm sorry I can't answer your question without
That's wild. That's wild. Sis, you did not help yourself.
That's really where it was. And I'm not trying to bash her. I'm not trying to, you know, in any way pile on. It could be very well that she also made this up. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What I do know is this is not strange behavior that is being alleged. It is actually pretty freaking common. Mm-hmm. There is no proper response as a victim. They used a lot of things like she went with her friends and she, you know, went to New York and had a good time. And you can see on, you know, there's videos that they posted of her dancing.
Yeah.
There are 24 hours in a day. And I'm saying that to say you can be depressed for 22 of them, crying for 22 of them, and have a moment of lightness. You know? That doesn't mean the thing didn't happen to you. You may be really well versed in saving face. You may be very well versed in keeping all of those things a secret and moving on and pretending that nothing ever happened.
Yep.
Her behavior afterwards isn't strange. It's the behavior on the stand that she can't account for her strange behavior off the stand. And the behavior that she is literally exhibiting as the only person who is there testifying about what happened in that room. And there is a reminder I just want to throw out there. Obviously, I am not a lawyer. But their job, a defense attorney's job, is to poke holes in the credibility of whoever is making allegations.
Absolutely.
If they are able to poke enough hole where you become unbelievable, that's how they win. Mm-hmm. It isn't necessarily that they don't believe that he did it. It's, did you prove it beyond a reasonable doubt? And they didn't. They didn't have physical evidence. Mm. They didn't. I mean, there were no pictures. There was, you know, from her. And then every picture and footage you saw of her the very next day or that night, there was no bruising. There were no cuts. There were no scratches. You know, nothing that we saw. She sort of contradicted herself multiple times. So there was a lot of like trying to get her to correct her own record and her refusal to do that. So As much, like, okay, and I will close it here. Second day of testimony, she comes back in. She's testifying and doing a poor job. And the
not
judge
so bang up job.
Says to her, listen, this is, a courtroom does not work the way you're trying to make it work. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. This is questions and answers based. This is not your time to build a narrative or to vent. You don't get to just tell a story. You have to answer the questions that are being asked to you and only the questions being asked to you. And if you continue to refuse to do that, all of your testimony will be stricken.
That's wild. That's wild.
Now, I haven't seen that before. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened and doesn't mean that that might happen every day. Yeah. I have never seen a judge say, I'm going to have to strike everything you've said.
Flat out.
So you can't just keep doing this. So wildly entertaining for not getting to just get the story, you know? Right. Actually wildly entertaining.
Oh, goodness.
Lots of people employed by him or a part of that night and stuff testified. Police testified saying, yeah, there were no marks, there were no bruises or anything. She came in. This was alleged to happen on December 2nd. She came in on the 13th or 16th, December 16th. There were no marks, there were no bruises, blah, blah, blah. It did not help that she is claiming that he owes her money for past wages and reimbursements. And then the finance lady was like, well, we did an audit to see what are all the payments that we've done. And this is a third party, you know, like you're paying Gusto or whatever. And I'm saying that to be clear, she does not live in Mr. Diggs' house or, right. you know, like some of these other people. She was like, we, in fact, found we had overpaid her by $2,500 and some change because she continued to submit the same receipts multiple times over 6 months.
Girl, Jamila.
So I don't, you know, when they asked her, did you, or there was a demand, your lawyer made a demand for $5.5 million from Mr. Diggs. Are you aware of that? She says, I don't know how to answer that. She says that's a workman's comp claim. She then says, when asked, your lawyer sent that on your behalf. Is that correct? And she said, that is attorney-client privilege and I cannot speak on it.
Girl, it's public filing. Yeah.
I just know that juries also pay attention to how the lawyers respond to witnesses. And that particular defense attorney was getting so annoyed with her, like so frustrated that I was like, don't you lose your case. Because she was like, ma'am, you don't know? If someone made a demand for $5.5 million on your behalf, and she was like, basically, the judge had to intervene and was like, do you know that? And she said no. And she was like, well, the answer is no then.
That's, wow. You're up there.
The answer is a lie.
Up there just telling tales, girl. Wow. That's rough stuff.
Yeah. That.
That's rough stuff.
There's so much. That's why we'll have to.
Yeah, we got to continue on a Monday. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Whew. Okay. That was harrowing. We're going to jump into a music break. And then, yeah, we'll figure out which of the other two stories we're going to cover. We got time for, I think, at least one more. But B,
stick around.
Right back. This is my fiance, Morgan Jones, and DJ Ambush. Oh, man. What'd it do? What'd it do? If I could play more of that Khalees album, I definitely would. Actually, you know what? Let's hop into this next story. In local businessings.
Wait, MJ, give me a second. I'm finding where I'm is on the document.
A Portland Fire and Rescue firefighter accused in a child sex abuse material investigation was granted pretrial release this week, despite prosecutors arguing he posed a danger to the community and children. Andrew J., I believe this is Ligadich, 43, appeared in court after being charged with multiple counts related to encouraging child sex abuse and using a child in sexually explicit conduct. Authorities said the investigation began after uploads of legal material were traced to a Portland fire station. Yikes. According to investigators, Portland Police Bureau detectives with the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit reviewed reports from an online platform in August 2025 that flagged illegal uploads. Detectives later identified multiple connected accounts and traced IP activity to a Portland Fire and Rescue facility. Police alleged that Ligadich was linked to those accounts before he turned himself in to authorities in April. During a recent court hearing, a judge approved Ligadich's pretrial release and set bail at $150,000. Prosecutors argued the firefighter should remain in custody because of concerns about public safety. I agree. While defense attorneys pushed for his release under supervision, Portland Fire and Rescue previously confirmed Ligadich had been placed on paid administrative leave after the Bureau was notified of the investigation. The case unfolded as a separate investigation involving another Portland Fire and Rescue employee which came public this week. Authorities arrested Portland Fire Lieutenant Vincent Ramon Alvarez, 59, after Deschutes County investigators alleged he sent sexually explicit messages and photographs to a girl. Detectives said some of the messages were transmitted from a fire station in Northeast Portland. Phew.
Lot of mercy.
Police said that the Deschutes County case began after a girl reported inappropriate online communications in March 2025. Investigators later contacted the Portland Police Bureau and connected the messages to Alvarez. According to court documents, he was booked into the Multnomah County Detention Center on charges including luring a minor and first-degree official misconduct. Portland Fire and Rescue said Alvarez was immediately placed on paid administrative leave following his arrest. In a statement, the Bureau said it will continue monitoring the case and determine whether further disciplinary action or an internal investigation would follow. Officials emphasized the matter remains. Officials emphasized the matter remains an active criminal investigation and declined additional comment. The two investigations have intensified scrutiny on Portland Fire and Rescue and raised broader concerns about online child exploitation cases in Oregon. Law enforcement agencies across the state have increased enforcement efforts targeting crimes involving minors and internet-based exploitation in recent years. Investigators in both firefighter cases said the inquiries remain ongoing and urge anyone with additional information to contact authorities. You know what super sucks right now, like supremely sucks, is how we are seeing an uptick in coverage in this type of crime because of the Epstein files, while at the same time, it normalizes not just the activity, but the way it's mishandled.
The non-accountability.
Like, you can literally read this story, hear this story, and shrug and be like, yeah, no surprise there. And really keep it moving because of the way that, not just purely because of the way the Epstein files have been handled, but that the cloud, that what that's done to the atmosphere, what the air feels like right now.
Quite a pump fake, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, years and years and years of, hey, there's something going on there. Something's afoot, something's a neck, something's abroad, something's a happening over there. And then to get, you know, not to get too into the nitty gritty and conspiracy of it all, but when you're able to do the I'm rubber, you're glue Pizzagate.
Yeah.
And then get a fervent like QAnon and, you know, Pizzagate folks that are now like the cabal of the Democrats. They're eating babies. They're drinking the blood. They're doing the things. And then some of those files are like, nope, it's these guys doing the babies and drinking the blood. And then also it's all of them, I guess. I don't know. For what the people that were, you know, losing their minds about this, and I say rightfully so, losing your mind about trying to hold people accountable for heinous actions. However, looking to hold the wrong people accountable for or refusing to look at the people who are actually responsible is a choice.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, it's a brainwash. I don't know.
They're often leveling so much guilt on the victims in these cases.
Yeah.
So much so. C said, why do men think women want those pics? And Morgan, as a woman.
Yes. I'm here to represent a woman.
Yeah. I pose that question to you. When you receive unsolicited photos of any kind.
Of any kind? Of those kind?
Well, I was going to start there and then narrow it down. Unsolicited photos of any kind. What's your first reaction? Like,
I wonder what this is for.
Right. Now, we can get down to the nits and grits. When you receive unsolicited photos of a sexual nature.
Oh, I wonder what this is for.
Okay. All right. Nothing changes. It's still,
who is this for?
What's this happening?
This is clearly not being sent to moi. I did not request this. I've never understood the unsolicited pic.
Yeah.
I do understand that it could be hard to ask for consent of, can I send you this? You know?
Can it?
No, I mean, in the mind of the person who wants to. I'm not saying it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm saying I can see how, hey, you want to
just urge.
Take
just
a peek.
Kind of fight the urge. I just want to, you know.
I just want to show you. I will say that this is going away from your question a little bit, but like, what is astounding to me is not just how normalized sending those kind of pictures are,
mm-hmm.
how prevalent, how so many people are still like, what?
Yeah.
Not the firemen. Like, it is ridiculous to think that somebody's chosen profession or, you know, current job is what really defines them.
Yeah, that's their personality.
And it's the propaganda of law enforcement and first responders. I am not saying first responders aren't great. You know, like, what I'm saying is there's propaganda around the field, right? And there's a continuous narrative of trying to make people who choose to be public servants heroes. Not only are they heroes, but they're good, solid, upstanding people. They know right from wrong, and they would never do the wrong.
Because that's what that profession requires.
Yeah.
Qualification.
There's a handbook, you know, and you read it, and then you forgot the part about not sending naked photos.
To girls. To girls, listen.
While at the station, while at the firehouse, while on your 48-hour shift.
You got that much downtime. There's no cats and trees for you to save.
No.
And you're like, well, let me kill some of this time. What's that girl's name? I'll send her a photo.
Like, so I would like to say to C, I must ask you, a man, why do men think women want those pics? I can't answer that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what y'all be thinking.
I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
I don't know what's wrong with y'all. But I really don't know what you're thinking. I don't know what goes in the mind of a person who says, no one asked for this, but they got to have it. And it's not like a really funny meme.
Got to have it.
Like, I saw it. You got to see it, too. Listen. No, that's not how you share your privates.
Hey, good morning. I want to show you my grand rising.
Getting kicked off the air.
Oh, God.
Wow.
What is happening?
I don't know. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot answer that question. I will say that many of the women that you ask, do you enjoy getting those pictures? They're going to say, absolutely not. C's responded with the answer of, we watch too much internet.
Yeah.
Is it just that?
Wowzers.
And I know that by watch internet, you do mean more than internet. Yeah. You know.
It's quite the miseducation there.
A little corn pop in there.
Wow. Wow. So, the firefighter, the first one, Andrew there, said, the judge approved release and set the bail at $150,000. Prosecutors argue the firefighter should remain in custody because of concerns about public safety. Here's the thing, right? I'm pretty sure that often in these cases, the defense is like, this is a compulsion. This is something that this person can't help. This is not who they are. They're fighting some type of, addiction or disorder or something. Why then, if this person hasn't gotten the help they need, why then should they be in the public?
No, you should go get the help you need and see if you can come back as a good neighbor.
Yeah, take his phones.
You don't get to just
eliminate
like,
the access.
Oh, like, you got some bread. You can bail out and then we'll see. Sorry.
No.
This jumbles me because there's so many things.
Yeah.
I'm, as everybody knows, watching a lot of accountability police and accountability in court content. The amount of times that I have seen firemen and police officers getting interrogated for having CSAM on their phone or for doing things on the, work computers. Mm. It's actually kind of astounding. I'm not talking about like the predator, gotcha dudes that'll just like set up a sting and try and be Chris Hansen.
It's just common.
Huh?
It's just mad common.
Yes. Yeah. And the way that they describe, I watched a police chief say, I'm as confused as you are. I was trying to figure out how do I get these people to tell me where they even get it so we could, because this is a case.
Hmm.
Sir, you don't have to trade photos.
Yeah.
Videos. You don't have to be out here asking for it. Anybody got a blah, 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 trade for a blah, blah, blah.
Mm-mm.
When you still haven't fleshed out as the police chief or assistant chief or whatever, you haven't sussed out how to make this an investigation. Mm. Because it's not, it's you, it's what you like, it's what you're into, and you are a public servant, big, huge air quotes around that, where you are in charge of who gets the mighty fist of the law.
Yeah.
And you assume it's not never going to be you.
Right. You made a point, as you were making a point earlier when I was talking about Epstein and all of that and just the whole accountability dynamic. If, especially when you're talking about, the babies and the cannibalism. If this were someone from your local town, city or town, there would be the appropriate amount of vitriol and anger and people wanting... They want results. They want to see justice done. When it comes to the ultra wealthy, there are so many things that we just, they do wild stuff. They do crazy things. Yeah, you know, they probably done so much worse than this. Is that there's just this
a shrug.
Yeah, just a shrug, this dismissal of everything that's tied to their elitism. And it's just like, what is criminal, what is horrible, doesn't even matter because they're so rich. And that's like a determination that we have decided as a society. Like, well, not that you're right, we haven't decided it, but
it's propaganda.
We've been indoctrinated
with the idea that the more money you have, the smarter, the better, the bigger, the stronger, the faster. And that also means that you are a better person.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do those things. You don't need to do those things. This is, you know, capitalism, patriarchy, white supremacy, all working in tandem for these kind of results.
Yeah.
Because the classism alone of, well, those people would never eat babies, or those people would never hurt children. Those people would never, right? But people are disposable to those people.
Yes.
They are not. If you're poor, you're not even a human. And it's hard for us to understand that mind frame, because you've been indoctrinated with this idea that because they're wealthy, they're good. Somehow, inherently, good people, good stock, wouldn't do that. Come from a good family.
Yeah.
Those good families with lines, of wealth stacked on top of each other are vile. Vile. But the victor gets to tell the story. So, you know, they were nice slave owners, and the lady of the house was good.
She was so caring.
She made sure they ate good.
She took care of their wounds.
They get to tell the story. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that are like, the wealthier you are, the less your hands would ever need to get dirty in these seedy things. Please.
So above
there's
that.
Movies about, you know, wealthy people hunting poor people on purpose. It isn't a far-fetched idea. I do want to say that C's back to the why do
men send
those pictures to women? And I asked him, he said, we watch too much internet. And then he said, and then we sit there waiting for reciprocation.
It's true. You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Halen, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. It is true, I have heard men be upset that the reciprocation didn't happen.
This is the perfect way to end this show. You know?
Boom.
Because... wow.
Wowie-wee-wow.
Yeah.
This show is brought to you by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush, our illustrious podcast editor, Kaji of Residual Audio. Ba, 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 ba. I have updated the playlist for today, and Kyle's going to get all these texts in. You guys were chatting us up. Thank you so much. Absolutely amazing.
Love y'all big.
Yes. So
come see us tonight.
We'll be at Alley of the Vote, and then we'll also check you out on Monday night, 6:30 to 8:30 on the YouTubes. But you know what the deal is. Do not let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People are profits, power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.